Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting some good economic news. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. U.S. President Barack Obama traveled to New Orleans Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. The city is approaching the anniversary of the storm. Mr. Obama spoke about the city's recovery and its potential for future growth, but he criticized government's response to the disaster.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama. Ukraine accused Russian-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations Thursday, a day after representatives of the two sides agreed to try to halt ceasefire violations by September 1st. Ukrainian forces reported separatists in eastern Ukraine violated the ceasefire 54 times on Thursday. Meanwhile, the two sides carried out a prisoner exchange. Officials say 12 rebel prisoners were exchanged for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. This is VOA News. Iraq.